1944, and while observing the basic principle of sovereignty and territorial integrity and unity of Syria. All these principles must be respected, and the future of Syria must be dictated by its own people, and nothing should be dictated from the outside.
Putin added that all sides have called for the continuation of the fight against terrorism and extremism so that such threats will be eliminated. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, while echoing the remarks made by his counterparts, also pointed out the importance of finding a sustainable political solution to the Syrian situation.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Migration carries a great meaning. Of all migrations, the migration from self-conceit and riding of selfishness, egoism, and migration from oneself towards Allah is the greatest of migration. The migration of Prophet from Mecca to Medina aimed to show men the way of migration from oneself towards Allah. Teachings of prophets are for this migration so that we migrate from darkness, gloom, selfishness, carnal passions towards Allah and defecting from ourselves and our satanic desires and turn towards Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shi'ism. In one of his speeches, he refers that Shi'ism, which is a revolutionary school and the continuation of the genuine Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has always been under dastardly attacks of the dictators and the imperialists. Now, in this part of his speech, he has said that clearly and has mentioned that when you look at the history, the imperialists and the dictators, they always want to finish the Shia school of thought. They were against the Shia school of thought. And the reason is that the Shia school of thought is a revolutionary school of thought. It is a school of thought that gives hope to the poor ones, that gives hopes to the oppressed ones. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mustadhafin, helping the mustadhafin, helping the oppressed ones. And this is the Shia school of thought, that it always has helped the mustazafin to become powerful. It has always helped the oppressed ones to become powerful, to get the power in their hands, and to apply justice in the society.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
When we look at the dictators, they want everything for themselves. They do not want to distribute the wealth of the nation in the nation. They want that wealth for themselves. They do not want to distribute the resources that they have in their hands justly and equally amongst the people. Rather, they want everything for themselves. This is how dictators work. And on the other hand, also the imperialists, they also have the same attitude. But on the other hand, when we look at the Shia school of thought, Shia school of thought talks about the justice. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has came to finish the different levels of the society, to bring them into one line. Because when we stand in the prayer, when we are about to offer prayer, when we stand, we all stand in one line, whether it's a rich or a poor, whether it's a needy or someone who can help other. They are present in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Islam talks about the justice, equality, which is something against the dictatorship.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the limelight.
In the U.S., prosecutors in Atlanta have informed 16 Donald Trump supporters who formed an alternate slate of 2020 presidential electors from Georgia that they could face charges in an ongoing criminal investigation into election interference, underscoring the risk of criminal charges that Donald J. Trump and many of his allies may be facing in the state. The article you're about to hear has been written by New York Times journalist Danny Hakim. The piece is titled, Trump Electors Targeted in Georgia Criminal Inquiry. In the U.S., prosecutors in Atlanta have informed 16 Donald Trump supporters who formed an alternate slate of 2020 presidential electors from Georgia that they could face charges in an ongoing criminal investigation into election interference, underscoring the risk of criminal charges that Donald J. Trump and many of his allies may be facing in the state. The revelations were included in court filings released on Tuesday, 19th of July, in an investigation being led by Fannie T. Willis, the district attorney of Fulton County, Georgia. They showed that while much attention has been focused on the House hearings in Washington into the January 6 attack on the Capitol and the extent to which the Justice Department will investigate, it is a local prosecutor in Atlanta who may put Donald Trump and his circle of allies in the most immediate legal peril. This is a sign of a dramatic acceleration of her work, said Norman Eisen, who served as special counsel to the House Judiciary Committee during the first Trump impeachment. He added that prosecutors typically work their way up the food chain, so usually the first wave of target letters is not the last. A special grand jury is looking into a range of potential issues, including the creation of a slate of 16 pro-Trump electors in the weeks after the election in an attempt to circumvent President Joe Biden's victory in the state. The district attorney is seeking testimony from a number of Donald Trump's lawyers and allies, including Rudolph Giuliani, who has emerged as a central figure in the case, and also Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, whose lawyers agreed on Tuesday, 19th of July, to have their objections heard in a court in Georgia instead of South Carolina or Washington. Some legal observers have argued that Donald Trump's actions put him at risk of being indicted on charges of violating relatively straightforward Georgia criminal statutes, including criminal solicitation to commit election fraud. Most notably, his post-election phone calls to Georgia officials like Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, whom he pressured to find 11,780 votes, enough to reverse the election results. A 114-page Brookings Institution analysis of the case, co-authored by Norman Eisen, found Donald Trump at substantial risk of possible state charges predicated on multiple crimes. Fannie Willis, in court filings, has indicated that a number of other charges are being considered, including racketeering and conspiracy, which could take in a broad roster of Trump associates both inside and outside of Georgia. Ms. Willis is also weighing whether to subpoena Donald Trump himself and seek his testimony, according to a person familiar with the inquiry, as she has recently sought the testimony of seven of his allies and advisers before the special grand jury. Lawyers for 11 of the electors reacted strongly to the designation of their clients as targets, saying that a local prosecutor had no jurisdiction to determine which federal electors were fake and which were real. The lawyers, Holly Pearson and Kimberly Burrows Debrow, accused Fannie Willis of misusing the grand jury process to harass, embarrass, and attempt to intimidate the nominee electors, not to investigate their conduct. Fannie Willis's office did not immediately comment, but she has said that anything that is relevant to attempts to interfere with the Georgia election will be subject to review. President Joe Biden won Georgia and all 16 of its electoral votes, but after the election, some of Donald Trump's outside advisers came up with a plan to create slates of alternate electors in swing states like Georgia, falsely claiming that widespread fraud had disrupted the election in those states. Many of Donald Trump's White House advisers rejected the plan, and efforts to get Vice President Mike Pence to block the certification of electoral votes on 6th of January 2021, and viewed it as dangerous and illegal, testimony in the House hearings have shown. Two of the Georgia electors had already been identified as targets of Fannie Willis's investigation. David Schaefer, a Trump ally who chairs the state Republican Party, and Burt Jones, a Georgia state lawmaker who is running for lieutenant governor. The lawyers for 11 of the electors, including David Schaefer, accused Fannie Willis of politicizing the investigation and said that many of the nominee electors are prominent figures in the Georgia GOP. The electors include Mark Amick, who serves on the board of the Georgia Republican Foundation, a group of the party's large donors, Vicky Consiglio, the party's assistant treasurer, Sean Steele, who won a primary for a state Senate seat earlier this year, Brad Carver, an Atlanta lawyer, and Kay Godwin, the co-founder of a group called Georgia Conservatives in Action. Most of the electors were supposed to testify before the special grand jury next week, but in late June, Holly Pearson and Kimberly Burrows Debrow wrote in their filings that they were told by a special prosecutor that their 11 clients were considered targets, not just witnesses, in the investigation after new evidence had come to light. There is no legal or factual basis to label the nominee electors as targets of this or any grand jury, the lawyer said. Nonetheless, the district attorney has rashly elevated them from witnesses to targets, and the nominee electors have informed her of their intention to follow our legal counsel to invoke their state and federal constitutional and statutory rights, not to provide substantive testimony. It's bizarre, said Clark D. Cunningham, a law professor at Georgia State University in Atlanta, Georgia. Clark Cunningham added, they're arguing their case now, even though none of their clients have been indicted. The purpose of this motion appears to be to ask a judge to decide in advance of a grand jury decision that a grand jury can't even indict them. But the lawyers asserted that states and their local governments have no authority to interfere through attempted criminalization or otherwise with the process of sending potential electoral slates to Congress for it to adjudicate. They also pointed to the 1960 presidential election in Hawaii, where both the Nixon and Kennedy campaigns submitted electors in asserting that there was precedent for more than one slate of electors. Burke Jones, in a motion earlier this week, called for Fannie Willis to recuse herself because she has headlined fundraisers for Charlie Bailey, a Democrat who is running against Burke Jones. Ms. Willis rejected that idea in a court filing on Tuesday, 19th of July, the subject of the grand jury investigation that has ensnared Burke Jones has no factual connection to the ongoing campaign for lieutenant governor, she wrote, adding that support for a political opponent is not among the extremely rare instances where a prosecutor is shown to have a personal interest in a prosecution. The court filing also said that Burke Jones had been treated identically to each of the 15 other unofficial electors who represented themselves as properly certified electors for the 2020 presidential election and who received similar target status notification. The potential legal exposure of the Republican officials could complicate Georgia's November elections, starting with the lieutenant governor's race. Last week, Mr. Bailey accused Burke Jones of being anti-American and unpatriotic for taking part in a failed attempted overthrow of the American government. The investigation has also highlighted divisions within Republican ranks. David Schaefer has been a stalwart supporter of Donald Trump and his baseless claims of a stolen election, which have put him at odds with Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, as well as Brad Raffensperger. Both Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger easily defeated Trump-backed primary challengers this year. Representative Jody Heiss, who lost in a May primary to Brad Raffensperger, revealed this week that he had been subpoenaed in the investigation. A loyal Donald Trump ally, he led a January 2021 challenge in the House of Representatives to the certification of Georgia's electors. He is seeking to challenge the subpoena in federal court. The biggest question looming over the investigation, of course, is the potential exposure of Donald Trump himself. She has made clear that she has a sharp eye on Donald Trump, Norman Eisen said of Fannie Willis, adding that there were indications that this first salvo of target letters would be followed by additional possible targets, culminating in the former president himself.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Principles of Friendship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello dear listeners. You're listening to A to Z program and I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And today, we are talking about principles of friendship. Now, I was talking about something that's very important in accordance to principles of friendship, and that is how to be a successful friend. When you are being friends with someone, when you are being friends with someone in your life, you have a partner who you consider as your friend, how can you be that successful friend? What are the things that you need to do to be a successful friend in life? Now, relations with others is among the most important social art. Most of the people neglect this part of relation. Thus, they fail in gaining friends and their relationship with others will be turned into problems and conflicts. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that relations with others is among the most important social art. It's something that you need to have an art into. You need to, give your body, yourself, your soul, your mind into. It's not just something that we take easily. Day-to-day life, we have friends. We take it so easily. We take it for granted. You see that this guy, he's my friend. Do you know him? No. Where did you meet him? I think we met on the way. We met on the road. So you don't know him, then how are you trusting him to be in your life? How are you trusting him to sit with you on the same table, to sit with you in the same room? He might be a harmful person to you in the future. So relations need to be considered like art and not just be taken easily, be taken like as if it's nothing, to be taken for granted. You need to take it with heaviness. You need to take it with care.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z program from IRIB English Radio. And we are talking about the principles of friendship. I've been talking about for the past few minutes, I was talking about how to be a successful friend. What do you need to do? We say that one of the things you need to consider from the very beginning when you are starting your relationship with someone, one of the things to consider is trying to make that particular relationship, check on it, search, do research, do checkups, do questioning, ask them who they are, how they live. Why do they live the way they live? How can they change one of the few things that they're not doing right in their lives? So here what we are trying to say, dear listeners, is that one of the things that we need to consider while wanting to be successful friends, to be friends of people, is that we need to be so cautious on our choices of friends. This is because most of us lack the knowledge of seeking friends and how to deal with them. Indeed, psychological studies and day-to-day experiences, as well as the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his holy progeny, that is the 12 Imams alayhi wasallam, decorates us with guidance and ways of seeking friends and how to associate with them. Now, all these teachings, they're making us to be good people, to be good partners to our friend. All these teachings and guidance show that a selfish person will never attract friends towards himself. And even if he gets them, he will lose them quickly. Why? Because he's selfish. And again, he never did his research so well, because he doesn't like for them what he likes for himself. Now, my dear friends, today, all I want you to notice, all I want you to take care of, all I want you to, you know, to digest, is that whenever we are choosing friends, we need to be so careful. We need to make sure that we know who they are. We need to make sure that we do our very good research before choosing them. Inshallah, till next time, thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
News, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With the light.
Age is just a number when it comes to pursuing your goals. That's what 98-year-old Italian man Giuseppe Paterno has proven. Paterno has become the oldest university graduate in his country for the second time. In July 2020, he was graduated in history and philosophy from the University of Palermo. 2 years on, he's now got a master's degree in the same subject. Paterno grew in a poor family in Sicily and always had a desire for learning, but he was unable to go to university at a young age. He finished high school aged 31, 6 years after he got married. Paterno's love to study or for study never stopped, making him enter the university in his 90s.
Geologists are rejoicing over a new discovery. A 290 million old fossil forest has accidentally been found in southern Brazil. A team of geologists had been sent to the state of Paraná to investigate the rocks there. To their surprise, they were able to find over 160 logs of lycophytes, an extinct variety of the vascular plant subgroup. It's quite rare occurrence that a large number of fossils of the plant were found preserved in upright position for such a long time. The forest itself was discovered in 2018 when a street was being constructed over there. So far, only two other similar collections have been found in smaller forest areas of Brazil and Argentina. Summer heat is here and zoos are working to not only keep visitors cool, but animals safe during the hot weather. A Belgian zoo takes extra precautions to help animals survive a fierce heat wave that has left Western Europe sweltering. Pierre Deza Zoo, located in Wallonia in the province of Hainaut, provides animals with frozen food, fruit suspended in water, and extra showers. It has also created extra shaded areas with good ventilation along with water points to ensure animals have access to them. Zookeepers say managing animals in high temperatures requires good forward planning. Zoos across the world have a variety of responses to keep animals cool, so we humans are not the only creatures who feel significant stress during the hot months. Animals, too, are impacted by it. The biggest and brightest supermoon of 2022 has risen with a crimson hue above horizons across the globe. It's also known as a buck moon because it falls in July. The name does not come from its appearance. You won't see the shape of a deer on the moon's surface or anything. It refers to something that happens in nature at this time. It's called a buck moon because the antlers of male deer or bucks are in full growth in July. Supermoons occur when a full moon comes closest to Earth in its orbit. This is not the last supermoon of 2022. There will be another in August, marking the final supermoon in this year's set of four. Some rescue stories are tragic, but this one has a happy ending. A stranded elephant and her calf have been pulled out of a drainage hole in a dramatic rescue mission during monsoon rains in Thailand. The mother elephant was guarding her calf that had fallen into a golf course drain hole when rescuers arrived. Vets had to use tranquilizers to subdue the frantic mother, but on her way down, she hit her head on a concrete block, knocking her unconscious as she fell into the muddy cavity. Rescuers used a crane to lift her out. It took two men jumping up and down on her chest to resuscitate her. Meanwhile, a digger was brought in to move the muddy earth and create a ramp for the calf to climb out. It took the team more than 3 hours to finish the operation. During a routine X-ray examination of one of Van Gogh's paintings, art conservators at the National Galleries of Scotland have discovered a secret self-portrait.
When we saw the X-ray for the first time, of course, we were hugely excited, absolutely thrilled to bits. Such a major discovery of an alternative composition happens once, twice in a conservator's lifetime.
The self-portrait was found during an examination of an 1885 painting by Van Gogh as the museum was prepping for an upcoming exhibition on Impressionism. Hidden from view for over a century, the self-portrait is on the reverse side of the Dutch artist's painting called The Head of a Peasant Woman. It was found beneath cardboard and layers of glue. Van Gogh is known to have often reused his canvases, working on their reverse side as well.
When he took the painting to Paris, he didn't have very much money. He was scrabbling around and decided clearly to use the back of these series of paintings that he'd brought with him from the Netherlands to Paris to explore self-portraiture for the first time.
Experts at the museum believe the materials covering the self-portrait were applied in the early 20th century before the art went on display. Art historians say when Vincent van Gogh was low on money, he took to painting on both sides of his canvases, but Over the years, some of his Revel Sai paintings were covered up and lost. The X-ray image will feature at the Royal Scottish Academy in Edinburgh starting in July.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Children in Qatar are helping a conservation program revive the population of a critically endangered species of turtles. The children help release the baby turtles after they hatch, which usually takes place during the dark hours of the evening. The hawksbill mothers are cared for, if needed, when they arrive at the beach to lay their eggs. When the little turtles emerge, the weaker ones are taken to facilities at the foundation. There, they are cared for until they are strong enough to be returned to sea. Program managers say getting children involved helps raise awareness about the endangered species and how they can help prevent some of the challenges these turtles face.
As adults, we are kind of beyond hope. Our brain is no longer plastic. We can't really learn new things. But children have the power to really internalize all these things that they're learning, that they're seeing. They make these habits part of their life. They make decisions based on, is it good for the environment, alongside with economic value for money kind of decisions. And this is what we want to cultivate.
The children also get a chance to form bonds with the hawksbill turtles. Some of them have even named the one they are going to release. That's why life experts with the conservation program say only 1% of every 1,000 hatchlings make it to adulthood. Poaching, climate change, fishing nets and marine pollution have all contributed to the dwindling numbers of the species. The program was launched roughly a decade ago and has released 30,000 hatchlings into the sea in the last 5 years. Experts are optimistic about the success of the program.
The more scientists make progress in space exploration, the more they get persuaded to delve into the mysteries of the universe. Now, the release of stunning full-color images from deep in the cosmos has put astronomers on the edge of their seats. NASA has unveiled high-resolution pictures from its James Webb telescope, which is the largest space-based observatory ever launched. The images took 2 weeks to render from raw telescope data. The $9 billion infrared James Webb was launched on Christmas in 2021. It reached its destination in solar orbit nearly 1 million miles from Earth a month later. Then the telescope underwent months-long process to unfurl all of its components. James Webb is now finely tuned and fully focused. The telescope is expected to shed light on the life cycles and planets of planets and galaxies.
The International Fajr Fashion and Clothing Festival has drawn fashion designers from Iran and around the world. The designs displayed are trendy and at the same time they conform to the Islamic dress code. Yusuf Jalali has this report.
It's the Iranian fashion's biggest day. The 11th Fajr Fashion and Clothing Festival brought under one roof fashion designers from across Iran and some other Muslim nations to step up their designs.
I have participated here as a fashion designer. I am so happy to be a part of this event because it acts as a platform that links designers to producers and is helped like promote quality design in the market.
This festival is a major event in the Islamic world's fashion industry because it helps promote fashionable clothes that conform to Islamic guidelines.
A typical Iranian woman wears a button-up coat called manto and a scarf covering the head. Some others wear a piece of cloth called chador, which covers the body from head to toe. One of the challenges Iranian fashion designers have to deal with is to tailor their designs to Islamic dress code or hijab while keeping them trendy.
Clothes represent the identity of a nation. As a designer, my mission is to design clothes that best represent the dresser's nationality and their culture. At the same time, the aesthetic aspect of the garment need to catch the attention. I think this is an ultimate artistry if accomplished.
Smuggling is another persisting problem in the Iranian clothing industry. Out of the $8 billion annual turnover of Iran's garment industry, a whopping $5 billion is supplied through smuggling, say activists here. Experts say one of the reasons smuggling has the lion's share in Iran's clothing market is that it's more cost-effective to import foreign clothes rather than produce them domestically.
We are making our best efforts to push down the production costs, including the associated taxes, in order to promote designs that reflect our Islamic and Iranian identities, opposed to Western designs that seek to dominate global markets.
With all the actors in Iran's fashion industry present in the Fajr Festival, the event is seen as a place to highlight and address the challenges, with the aim to provide the stage for Iranian fashion activists to shine in the domestic market.
It might seem contradictory when we would associate fashion with the Islamic dress code. What is the art of a fashion designer that sews traditions to style and designs clothes that are both stylish and hijab? Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is a great time that we are having again some of our friends from Sevier International School.
Except for one.
Yeah, students. Three of our friends from Sevier International School here. So they've joined us to help us hold these Quranic sessions. Everyone, thanks for being with us and thanks for listening to us. Okay, this time, inshallah, now, the students who are here, our friends, they will recite some surahs, okay, some verses of the Holy Quran, and the other ones will listen and fix their mistakes. If you found any mistake when they recite, okay, please comment, okay, or send us some messages that say, Mehdi made this mistake, Minhal got this wrong, Hadi got this wrong, okay?
Yes,
it's Mehdi's turn. Mehdi will recite Suratul Layl.
Shams.
Balad.
Shams.
Suratul Balad is too long. Okay, read Suratul Balad. So, brothers and sisters, no, Mahdi, our
okay,
friend.
Okay, everyone just be quiet and don't talk.
How old are you?
What? I'm 11.
11 years old. We'll recite Suratul...
He's 10.
He's 10.
When he comes to school, he said to teacher, he's 10.
Okay. Yes, but
I am 11.
Yesterday he turned 11.
No.
Yes?
No.
Yes, yes.
He's 10. November 11, I came to school. My
it's a birthday. Hey, Mr. Birthday. There is the microphone.
He's 10.
Okay.
So can I just explain
That's
it to
okay.
him for a second?
So, Mahdi, 11 years old, will recite a surah with 20 verses. Ooh, this is very difficult. Okay. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billah.
Okay, wait a second. What page is it?
Page 594.
Great. 594. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
أقسم.
لا. Yes, it is a
qalqala.
Do you have this surah? Do you have? لا أقسم بهذا
البلد. Okay. أقسم.
The qaf has a sukun. It's a qalqala.
Okay, do it.
لا
to
أقسم.
The
أقسم.
You're saying لا أقسم.
You say أقسم.
He said أقسم. أقسم. لا أقسم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
Read it again.
MashaAllah. Read it again.
Every single time I read, he just finds a way.
He finds a way to make a mistake.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
أحسن. بلد.
بلد. قلقلة.
Okay, pay attention. Mahdi. You have to pay attention to these things. قلقلة. Alif maddi, waw maddi, yai maddi, ya, lean, and maqsura alif, dagger alif, tanween, tashdeed, these things, okay? Sukun. So pay attention to them. Go on. Go on. They will make you old.
وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ
وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ
وَوَالِدِي قَلْقَلَةٌ
Yeah, بلد. The last ones.
وَوَالِدِي وَمَا وَلَدْ
أحسنت
ولد
no, correct that
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد
wait, wait, read it again
كبد
لقد خلق
كبد
لقد
كبد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد
أحسنت
nice.
كبد
correct
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أن because تشديد is on the top of لام you have to join okay أيحسب you will study this is called إدغام rule okay you will inshallah study so أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أحسن go on
يقول أهلكت مالا نبدا
okay أهل مدي يقول أهلكت مالا نبدا So do not read fast, okay? Let's read a little slowly.
أيحسب أن لن
Again, ألن
I read it again. أيحسب أن لم يره أحد.
يره
أحد.
Yes.
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين.
عينين.
عينين.
Again, read it.
ألم نجعل له عينين.
Not fast. Don't escape. Don't run away, okay? Nobody's there. Nobody's following you, okay?
A dog is not gonna eat you.
Alam naj'al lahu aynayni.
Ahsan. Aynayn. Finish then.
Finish. Alam naj'al
lahu
aynayni.
Ahsan. Wait a second. Wait a second. Aynayn. What is the rule?
Ayn.
Lean, yeah, yes?
Aynayn.
وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ
See, sir, I picked this surah because I'm smart.
Very no. good. So, if smart, if you're smart, you have to get them correct.
If I was smart, I would have passed my math test.
But he got 26 out of 23. Okay. 26 out of
Oh, don't say the secrets. Shh, don't reveal the secrets. Go on. Read it again. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا
عينين stop there because
ألم نجعل له عينين
عينين
ألم
hey one second the last part of the ayah you have to prolong عينين ولسانا وشفتين
ولسانا وشفتين
no
شفتين The last part of the ayah okay. because
let
you make
a pause. Let me just explain so you guys stop. Wa Okay, wa wow and fatha li
No, there is no rule. Go on.
Wali wali sa.
No need to explain, read it.
Because you guys don't listen.
Because you made mistake.
Sir, we did li.
No, li no, wali.
وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنِ
وَلِسَانَ
Simple.
That's correct. Mahdi says correct. That's correct. Mahdi, just recite. We'll fix the mistakes if you
وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنِ
Not fast. Mahdi, slowly.
I'm saying it.
Slowly. Calm down.
وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنِ
Yes. Next ayah.
وَهَدَيْنَا هُنْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُنَّ نَجْدَيْنِ
نَجَدَيْنِ
نَجَدَيْنِ
No, Najda, no.
Najdain.
No, no, it's not Ra sound, it's Jim sound.
Wait, but sir.
It's Jim sound.
It has a Qalqala roof.
No, I know. It the sound is Jim, not Ja.
وَهَدَيْنَاهُنْ نَجْدَيْنِ
نَجْدَيْنِ
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اقْرَأْ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Okay, next ayah.
فلق تحم العقبة.
أحسنت.
وما أدراك ما العقبة.
ما شاء الله.
فك رقبة.
أحسنت.
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مزغبة.
أحسنت.
يتيما ذا مقربة. أو مسكينا ذا متربة.
أحسنت.
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة.
Okay, look, sometimes ya lean, we said yes.
Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of ya, sometimes waw is there again. Fatha then waw. وتواصوا أو أي أو again the same sound. Okay, أي أو. So وتواصوا.
وتواصل. Sir, there is a word.
Read it. وتواصل.
وتواصل بالصبر وتواصل بالمرحمة.
ما شاء الله.
أولئك أصحاب
النار. Oh, no. أولئك. ألف مدي.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
Okay, tell us. أولئك. Hey. أولئك. أولئك. So is it ألف مدي ألف or dagger ألف or مكسورة ألف.
أولئك.
No, dagger ألف or مكسورة ألف or complete ألف.
Let me see. Dagger Aleph.
Dagger Aleph. Good.
Ulaika ashab.
Are you sure it's Dagger Aleph?
Yes, it's
no,
right
no,
there.
No. Mad and Dagger Aleph.
Mad and Dagger Aleph.
Ulaika ashab ul maymana.
Maymana. Meemana. No.
Ulaika ashab ul maymana.
Oh, look, Mahdi. We learned lean ya because of this. Don't say maymana. That becomes wrong, okay? It does not have kasra. That's maymana.
Maymana.
Yes.
Ulaika ashabul maymana.
Great, that's correct.
Walladhina kafaru bi ayatina hum ashabul mash'ama.
Great.
Alayhum narun alayhim narun muqsada.
Muqsada.
Because there's a.
Thank you so much. MashaAllah. 20 verses you just recited, yeah?
So I've known the surah like for ages, about 1 year.
That's great.
My 8th year in Canada.
Minhal Hussain. Minhal Hussain, inshallah, will recite. What surah you want to recite?
Surah Al Baqarah?
That's more than Balad.
Ali Imran, I like.
Okay, what surah?
What Zuha?
Surah Al Nur.
وضحها وpracticed. So any other surah? Pick any other surah.
مثلا نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح عن المصباح فيه.
هم كوسا.
ما شاء الله.
أزجاجتك أنا كوكب دوري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية.
Okay.
ما شاء الله.
You understand, you know.
Can you recite سورة زلزلة? Page 599. Yeah, page 599. We have ألف مدي here. Okay, we have too many examples. Any of them. سورة الزلزلة or Suratul
Adiyat. I think I'm going to Suratul Shams.
Recite Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalna hariyab. Inna anzalna.
Where is
it? We don't have much time, okay? Everyone, listen to Minhal Hussain.
Which page Qadr?
598. Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul Qadr. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. I said wrong.
أعوذ
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في
first mistake إنا there's a med
sorry, it was small. I didn't saw it. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما الليلة
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
okay لينيا ليلة القدر
no ليلة القدر
there's an ألف مدي why on the meme do you not see that
And Qalqala, dal, dal, Qalqala.
He will be a very furious teacher. Be careful. When we go outside, he knows what to do with you. Be careful, okay? Okay, Laylatul Qadri. Next ayah.
ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر في ألف شهر
قدر. ليلة القدر what is this؟
خير
خير,
خير
من, ألف
من ألف شهر
أحسن next آية
من ألف شهر
تنزل الملائكة وروح
والروح
والروح
والروح فيها بعد
بإذن,
بإذن ربك من
بإذن ربهم
من ألف أمر. شهر
بإذن ربهم
من كل أمر,
كل أمر.
سلام
سلام سلام علي
نو سلام عليكم نو
سلام هي سلام
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 هي
هي
هي هي
شكرا I just read the آية
لعين النفس
فجر صدق الله
العلي العظيم
what
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى
صدق الله العلي العظيم
we just you just bombard him with a lot of mistakes okay just let him read so Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practice many surahs and we learn a lot of new things today. So at the end, we really thanks to IRIB English Radio, right? And also Sever International School, also the students.
Do you remember the first?
Thank you so much.
The first Inshallah, make dua. IRIB.
Okay. Include as you dua, as you make dua every day, okay? Please make dua for the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. May Allah hasten the reappearance and also may Allah Almighty give us again the chance to stay and continue these kind of lessons, inshallah. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for being with us. Let's recite a salawat. Allah. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio.